Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, in for Kevin Pollock. Let's meet our alchemist this week, shall we? First up, James Heaney. James, was there a book you loved growing up?
Yeah, it was the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, except for the first 100 pages of Fellowship of the Ring and the last 100 pages of Return of the King. That was my favorite book.
I said a book.
That's the one.
All three.
I reread those parts of the books quite a bit.
Okay, that's fair. I'll allow it.
Oh, I guess I could just say The Two Towers, because that was a solid book from beginning to end.
There you go. That works. But not like it really matters. There's nothing at stake here. But like nothing? The answer. I mean, something. Cred. I don't know what. Hey, guys. Craig Kukowski's here. Craig, why won't you return Joey's phone calls?
Has he been trying to call me? Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. It must have gone straight to voicemail. Yeah, let him know to try me again, because he might have an old number.
You can talk to me directly, Craig.
He might have an old number. And I monitor my voicemail pretty regularly, though. Jeez.
I'll let him know.
Ooh, let him know. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I'm here.
Speaking of Joey Greer, Joey Greer's here. Joey, why do you keep calling Craig?
Craig knows why. he and I had a deal early on. We were going to have this whole hamster farm at the beginning of quarantine, and we're going to make all big bucks. That's what he kept saying. You roll with me, buddy. We're going to make big old bucks. So that's what he kept saying. These hamsters are pretty much walking gold. Those were his words. And I put $260,000 of my own money that I had to steal into this whatever Ponzi scheme he had going on. And once I put that money into his Venmo account, he just dropped off the face of the earth. I mean, of course, I see him every Wednesday. But besides that, he dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I'm looking through my phone. I don't see it. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, well, it's not in here.
I mean, that all tracks. We make a lot of money in podcasting, so that 260K is nothing.
Nothing.
So hey, guys. Jackie Jaruthi's here.
Hey.
Hi, Jackie. Let's say you had suddenly had unlimited wealth. What's one thing you would buy just because you can? You don't even need to appreciate it. You just buy it because you can. What's that thing?
I really want to buy everyone's basketball sneakers, like all of the players' sneakers. And I don't care if they fit me or not.
It's a sock hop out there.
I want them to play, but I want like matching ones. I want them all.
Okay, that works. Finally,
freak.
Chris Alvarado's here. Chris Alvarado.
Going last.
What language do you wish you could speak? If you could learn anything, what would you want to learn?
Going last is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is Joey's spot and I know he's upset. And when it comes to language, you think about like, what's Joey's language? His is going last. Do you know what I mean? And so I feel like I'm speaking his language right now. He can hear me. He can understand me. Joey, can you hear me? Joey, can you hear me? This feels good. This feels
okay,
good.
Okay, so French. let's do a dev show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene number one is from Patreon VIP Allison, who wrote, "Been enjoying the show a ton. Cole on the Cowboy Dracula scene had me laughing for days." Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. "Anyway, on the drive to work today, something James said triggered Siri on my work phone. So my scene suggestion, if this hasn't been done before, two women named Alexa and Siri start a fiery advice podcast leading to unforeseen consequences for their listeners. Thank you again for all your great work." And it's signed Joseph. When KP wrote Allison asking, "Joseph, what have you done with Allison?" she wrote, "Haha, this is Allison. I bought the VIP membership for my husband for his birthday. I didn't know his login, so I bought it under my account. He has permission to use it."
And that wraps up this episode of Knowing Yourself. I'm Siri, always joined with and by
Alessa.
We thank you. We thank us.
Thank you, me, you, and us.
That was really good, Alessa.
It felt so good, Siri. Can I tell you, I've been having a rough one, just a rough bout.
Yeah. You know what?
Nothing's feeling good.
I think you should save that for the next episode because we're going to get started right now. Okay.
Okay. But like, you keep telling me that, and like, yeah. I feel so bottled up. Like, I'm a pressure cooker.
You're going to let it out right now on podcast. We have some guests today. Can I ask you one question?
It's just that you told me that last week. I was like, I'm having issues with my husband. You were like, save it. And then you didn't ask me about it.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather?
The weather is six. Degrees up
Alessa.
From the
Alessa.
No, you're Alessa. Yes,
Alessa.
God damn it! What?
Alessa.
Alessa, what do you? I'm here. What do you need?
What temperature is it outside?
It's a little over 6 degrees.
Stop. You have to stop her, or else she won't shut the
fuck
up.
Okay. All right. Should we get into our next episode? We have some special guests today. They're going to be calling in. Okay.
Okay, but let's also remember, like, I have a lot to unload.
You're going
to
have time. No, okay. You're going to have time. Okay.
Great.
And welcome back to our podcast. I'm Siri, along with
Alessa,
and we're here to talk about you, me, and us.
Dupree. It's a little over 6 degrees.
Alessa, Alessa, stop. Stop. Sorry. Anyways, we're here to talk about You, Me, and Dupree. One of the most underrated movies I have ever darn seen. And I've seen it 15 times. You know who's in that movie? That same guy who's in Everybody Loves Mary. Something is about Mary in her hair.
Ben Stiller?
No. The other guy.
Alexa, who was in You, Me, and Dupree?
It's about 6 degrees outside.
Siri.
It's about 6 degrees outside. What?
Siri. No, I'm asking Siri. Not you, Siri. I'm asking robotic Siri. Hey. Oh, no. I had to say hey. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Okay. Who's in You, Me, and Dupree? Top three. A top three cast listed.
Top three cast listed in You, Me, and Dupree. From 1998.
Oh, we're getting a phone call. Sweetheart, you've got to stop listening to that podcast. It is fucking ruining my life. It's ruining my life. I'm just trying to cook in the kitchen. I'm setting timers. I'm burning things. Please, use headphones.
Is it because things are going off, or is it because we've watched You, Me, and Dupree 13 times this week?
That movie's good. It's because you keep interacting. I'm trying to future-proof our home here. And you're ruining my life.
Look, it's bad enough that your name is Google because we have devices going off all the time, hon. Okay?
Hey, I was named Google as a little boy. I was Google. That doesn't matter. That's different. That's me.
How can I help?
No, thank you, Google.
Okay. I need static bot.
Don't stand by. Stop. Okay, Google? Thank you. Sweetheart, I think that we've got enough problems in our home with my name. And I'm sorry that you married into this burden, but you can't bring this.
You, Me, and Dupree starred Owen Wilson, Kate Hudson, and Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon no, I don't was need also to need, in. I don't need, no, there's no something more. About okay. Mary.
We're good.
Hun,
okay.
Could the issue be that we have more than one device in this household? I don't know why you bought an Alexa.
Alexa, and
you have Siri. Don't say it out loud.
Siri here.
They do. Sweethearts, let's go into
and
the closet.
And you bought a Google Home.
I need
Google
to find Home. A private room where we can stop Google.
Investors, thank you so much for meeting me here. And I guarantee you that after this presentation,
I've got a lot of money.
My name is Ted.
Okay, Ted, pleasure. I think everyone here, if you're not introduced to each other, that dog in the corner is named Ruffles. So let's just, if you would like to pet that dog, feel free. All right. So
I actually have a question before you start.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
Francesca Chesterbottom, one of the investors. My main question is, you did call us to this dog park to pitch us your invention. And I was just wondering, is there a correlation? It's getting quite hot, and some of us do have allergies.
I don't.
Is there a correlation between your allergies and the heat?
And
is
dogs, actually.
Yeah, it's like 25 degrees.
Celsius.
Of course. Celsius.
Did that answer your question?
So what's the invention?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just give us the invention. We're rich men. We don't have... Mm-hmm. And a woman. A rich
My name
people.
Is Ted.
And Ruffles. Let's not forget Ruffles.
Ruffles is a dog. I'm sorry. Sure he's not investing.
Give me
what's
one
the invention?
Second. One second.
Oh, you'd be surprised at what Ruffles is calling me.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. I got to pick up milk. No, the invention.
was your wife?
Is your wife AI? So,
I didn't want to ask. You're an investor. Yeah, so I'm glad you did, Ted. I'm glad
My name
you did.
Is Ted.
Okay, so investors, I'm glad that you're here. Do I need to talk louder? Or can you hear me? Because everyone's kind of spaced out.
Can I just take a guess at what the invention is?
Ooh,
I'd rather just tell you. So
I think I know what it is. Ted's an android. You built him, and he's trying to infiltrate this group as another rich man. And then it's going to be revealed. But I bust it. He doesn't even look like a real person now.
Wait, hold on. Interesting that you say that, actually,
because to me, if anyone in this group is an android doing infiltrating, it's the one who's married to the Siri, but the robot.
Funny. I was going to say the other way. I was going to say probably Chesterbottom.
Interesting.
She doesn't seem human. Interesting. So which one? Which one was wrong about the invention?
Maybe I was wrong about the invention.
So you tell us which one.
Look at all these androids in the park. Oh, so many androids.
A talking dog? Are you out of your mind?
What is this? What you invented?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm a dog that can talk, and you all androids. I thought I'd break it to you now.
I'm actually his invention. Isn't that nuts? I'm his invention.
So I am human?
I don't know. I'm an android, so I can't tell. But I will.
Hey, Ted, how was the meeting?
My name is Ted.
Yeah. Hey, I made you a little drink. I know it's early, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is. It's 5 o'clock right now in Karachi, Pakistan.
Yeah. I was thinking, what if we got rid of the kids and had a little alone time tonight?
I like alone time.
Okay. Okay. How do you suggest we get rid of the kids?
Let me think about that.
This is Gonzalo Hester, and I'm here reporting outside of this house here where there was a brutal murder of three children, absolutely brutally dismembered by, it seems like, their own parents, or rather one parent and one possible boyfriend. I'm here with the boyfriend now. It's amazing I'm getting this interview. He should be locked up. Sir, your name?
My name is Ted.
Ted, great. And what exactly were you doing here at this house at this ungodly hour? If we're talking about hours, you know, if we were in Karachi, Pakistan, it'd be like 4 a.m. So in this ungodly hour in Karachi, Pakistan, but we're not. We're here in Wisconsin. What were you doing here at this house?
Right now, Karachi, Pakistan, it's 3:22 a.m.
That's my bad for bringing up Karachi, Pakistan, actually. I'm going to ask you a different question. What was your relation to the children who were brutally dismembered?
My name is Ted, and I live at 735 West Waveland.
Wow. Okay. Doxed yourself. This is live. wonderful. I have a follow-up question to that.
Sure.
Living where you live, being who you are, did you murder these children?
I'm an investor. My name is Ted.
All right.
And welcome back to probably the last episode of Here We Are.
Why would you even say that it is the last one?
I'm saying probably.
There's so much stuff that I still haven't been able to get off of my chest.
Alexa, what is happiness?
I could fill up like 20 episodes.
Happiness is a feeling only inspired through joy.
Alexa, stop.
Okay. Now's your time. Go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We're getting a call right now, so we have one special guest. Hi, special guest. Welcome to the podcast.
My name is Ted, first-time listener, long-time caller.
Okay.
He calls all the time.
I think I might be an android. Am I? Oh. Am I an android?
Alexa, you want to take this one?
I mean, that's a problem, because if you're going to be anything, you definitely want to be an Apple product. You do not want to be an Android. That is going to have a lot of bugs. There's going to be some defects. There's going to be some recalls. I hope not for your sake.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, do you agree?
I agree that green is not the best color.
Please repeat the question.
Alexa, are you going to help me?
Help you with what?
Hey, Siri, is anyone there? Alexa, looking. What time is it in Karachi, Pakistan? Hey, Siri, am I on alone? Am I real? Am I human? Am I android?
Darling, I'm taking our daughter, Bixby, and we are leaving, okay? This whole house was set to make our lives easier, and you've turned it into an Amityville horror-style living. Okay? Bixby and I are gone. Okay? Okay,
why?
Bixby, get your laundry up, your luggage from upstairs.
Do I get my laundry or my luggage?
Well, hopefully, Bixby, your laundry's in your luggage because we're leaving your mother. Say goodbye.
No, you're not leaving this house. I have several other new assistants set up that will prohibit that. Okay, Turkey, lock the doors. Turkey.
What the hell is this?
It's my new AI home assistant. It's called Turkey.
Would you like to know the time in Turkey right now?
Sure. Let my dad
know. Who's
this? It's 4 a.m.
You know what they say? It's always 4 a.m. in Karachi.
Alexa, thank you for coming to Barstool Enterprises. We love your podcast, but we love you most of all. We want to give you your own show where you can talk about your problems and how you're feeling.
Good, because I have a lot actually to unpack. But before I actually sign on with you, because I have a lot of meetings, a lot of people are super interested in what I have to say and all of my issues. Mainly, they start with my very traumatic birth, but we can get into that on the air. Are you in any correlation with Barstool Sports? Because I heard that like you steal other people's content and that like I shouldn't be affiliating with you. Is that true?
No.
Is that you? That's not you. You're Barstool Media, very different from Barstool Sports.
Enterprises, yeah.
Enterprises.
You think we're like a baseball team or something?
Or like a social media account. I wasn't sure.
Where does the sports come into play in that scenario?
I think it's like mostly they like reshare other people's like jokes about sports.
Oh.
I think.
We're busted. Burn the paper. Quick. Put him in the shredder.
Burn it all.
Burn it. Jesus Christ. Okay. Lock the door. Put a chair against it. Who leaked? Who leaked? God, it was me, the dog that works for you.
Rumpels.
And that's our first scene.
Okay, good.
Very nice. There.
Very nice.
Very nice, guys. I'm surprised that more devices didn't go off in our places, but congratulations on just Siri occasionally.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Scene 2 is from Andrew, who wrote, "Kevin and crew, best podcast hands down. Let's go. Group of mall rats working Christmas have to explain to an alien, I don't know where it came from either, what Christmas is. Thanks for the laughs, Andrew Davis."
I mean, think of it like this, right? Like, if every mall in America had, like, a tunnel that you were able to go to another mall at,
What about outdoor malls?
Every mall.
Those aren't, would it be like a bridge then, or is every it still mall. A tunnel? Every mall, okay.
Every
okay,
mall.
Okay, sorry, excuse just me. Making sure.
Excuse me, do you guys have this in a medium in the back by any chance?
I don't think you could wear a medium. Yeah, but we don't work here.
It's not for me, by the way. I know I'm super tiny.
Of course it's not. You what?
I'm super tiny, I know.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there's a tunnel that goes to every mall, right? And then like, so, like,
hey,
so.
Hey, what if we, listen, I could use some extra Christmas scratch. What if we help this person get some clothes? I heard you can make money on the side.
What is it? You're saying we ring it up at this Hot Topic, and then in some way we're able
to
get
them. We're like a consultant fee, dude. You and I know the mall better than anybody. Wait, hold on a second. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, yeah, come here. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm really tiny. I'm less than a foot tall.
That was a mistake. We made a mistake. We don't work here at Hot Topic. We work for the entire malls across America. And we can help you if you're doing Christmas shopping. We could help you.
What shopping?
Christmas shopping. So if you've got gifts that you need to give people for Christmas, then we could probably help you go through and find some of the best deals at the stores. And our consulting fee is just 10% on top of your purchases. Right? Right? Right?
All right, Fran Blacks, we're sending you down. You need to infiltrate Claire's boutique before midnight and then come report back to us on the ship, okay? Fran Blacks.
Are you going to make me bigger by any chance?
No, you go the size you are, all right? You'll fit right in.
I put in that request 3 light years ago.
Pramblex, if you do this correctly, I guarantee you we will make you bigger. Okay, Pramblex?
Hey, I'm glad you're my boss, but also my friend.
Let's keep it business, okay, Pramblex?
Unless I get this operation completed, then we're probably going to
be friends.
If
you complete the operation... we can go for some Havlak sauce.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. A light year is a measure of distance, not time.
Okay, Bok Bok.
Bok Bok, signing off.
All right, Fran Blacks. Do us proud. Report back.
Can I help you get some of those earrings? You know, it's buy 3 and get 2 for free. You buy 3.
We know the deals. We know the deals. We're helping this guy. Oh. Just because you work here doesn't mean you got to be the helper.
It is my job. I'm getting paid for this, and I'm not allowed to be behind the register because I've got what they like to call sticky fingers when it comes with paper. But I don't steal any actual goods and merchandise, so I'm allowed to be on the floor, but not at the register. So it's actually the only thing I'm allowed to do.
Huh. That's kind of what our business plan is.
This is a business plan and just... a reprimanding for the time that I stole $500 from the register. Somehow I kept my job. You know what? I know exactly how I kept my job. I kept my job because, let's face it, guys, I'm famous. So what? They couldn't let me go.
Is that JoJo Siwa?
Close. I sing that Christmas song, Hawaii, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You know that song? I sing that.
Crosby?
Yeah, Bing, I know the original. Crosby? I know the original, but...
Well, I'm a special guest with Bing Crosby. It's a Bing Crosby name? Featuring me.
Why don't you know your name?
My name's Christy Pringle.
Oh, Christy Pringle.
Yeah,
all right,
it's Bing Crosby featuring... Christy Pringle. They don't put my name in there because it's too silly next to Bing. Bing and
we're
Pring.
Helping our new friend do his Christmas shopping, so I guess if you want to help us out here, that'll be helpful.
You should join our fellowship.
Yeah, if they don't even allow you behind the counter, join our fellowship.
Bramblax, I am mind melding you. Report in. Who have you met?
Hi, buddy.
Bramblax.
My friend.
Yes, pal. Bramblax. Yes.
I've met 3 humans who are helping me shop, but they keep using this word Christmas, and I'm not familiar with that. Can you send that information to my skull device?
Greetings, Bok Bok. Please tell us what is Christmas.
Christmas is a Earth holiday. Celebrating the life, birth, and death of Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna reset, Bok Bok. I'm gonna do a hard reset.
Okay.
So you should Bok be
Bok, signing off.
Grumble, you have excelled in your ability to get Problax out into the field with the Earthlings to establish a beachhead, if you will. Now, to further our experiment, you must ingratiate with Problax. You must become besties, as they say.
But Morgan, Bramblax is such a drag. Have you spent any time with... I mean, he's little, but it's a little goes a long way, you know?
Oh, I know. This I know. No, I've seen the tapes. It is a lot for such a little. But that's going to be... That's going to be what you got to do, so...
Bok Bok buffering. Bok Bok buffering.
Is your Bok Bok messing up?
So, you guys have been really helpful with helping me with my shopping. I got a lot of mediums, which has been really nice. Yeah. I learned what the meaning of Claire's is. But one thing I'm confused about is... And I don't want a dictionary definition, but what does Christmas mean to each of you?
Christmas to me means the celebration of the birth, life, and death of Jesus.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything deeper than that. It doesn't go further than that.
I guess for me, Christmas was what brought me into my stardom. And so for me, it's a celebration of success and friendship with Bing Crosby. Very short-lived. Actually, he said, if we're not in the studio, don't talk to me. And I said, sir, please. And he said, don't even look at me. You scum. And I said, good God. Whoa. And he said, I'm going to get you a job at Claire's.
Wow.
And I guess for me, it means 3 solid weeks of seasonal employment for an older fat man with an elaborate gray beard.
Oh, this is perfect. We can tell you about Christmas. This is Santa Claus. That's what Christmas is to me. Santa, he knows all about me. He used to send me presents only on years that I was good. Tell us if he's been a good boy, Santa.
Well, I'm not the real Santa. I'm the guy hired to play Santa.
Can you tell me if I've been a good boy?
What the fuck?
Well, sit on my lap and we'll find out.
Wait a second.
Wait, that chair's inflatable. It can't take your weight. Wait. That's going to be docked from my pay.
Wait, hold on a second, little dude. Have you been baptized?
Bramblax, Buckaroo, Sharpshooter, Buddy O'Pal.
Hey! What are you doing here?
I have been sent down to
follow up on you and to enjoy something at Orange Julius.
Okay, what is that earring doing in your nose?
I have been told that this is all that.
All that. Wow. I got to introduce you to a couple of pals of mine. I met some Earthling pals. Hey, crew! I can't whistle yet.
Wow.
What's up, dude?
This is wild.
What's up, dude? What's up, dude?
Your friend is huge.
I'm Rick.
Rick's my friend.
Hey, Rick. You got like a really skinny torso and legs and arms, man. You're really tall.
Your head is huge.
It's wild.
It'll never fit on my lap.
It's nice to meet all of you. Oh my gosh. Is that Christy Pringle?
Yes! This is me!
Oh, you know her?
I am a huge fan. Fan. Your music is intergalactic.
I had no idea. Thank you so much. Do you want me to sign something?
It should have been Christy Pringle featuring Bing Crosby.
That's what I said!
Hey, fellas.
It's
okay. And Santa and Miss Pringle. If one thing I've learned about Christmas from my 45 minutes here at the mall with you guys is that Christmas is also about telling the truth. And I got to tell you, I got to tell you all the truth.
I didn't say that.
I
feel like you said it's about the truth, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I think that's America.
The truth is, I'm an alien. I come from a different galaxy. And he's also an alien. Oh, we come from the same galaxy, same planet, home planet. But on that planet, he doesn't really want to be my friend. But on this planet, you guys want to be my friend. So in a way, this is Christmas.
Am I right? Wait a second. I'm so sorry. I never said I wanted to be your friend.
Yeah, how are you guys? Either.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. If we're talking honesty, we're actually scamming you.
What do you mean? Yeah. I've given you all that money.
That's what you're scamming for. Looks like the kids are lining up. I better get out of here.
No, but wait, you're my friend, right? Santa?
No.
And while we're being honest, he doesn't look like a Rick.
Yeah, you got me. My bad. I'm Grobble, I believe. Pramblax, you know what? This has given me a lot of things to chew on and think about. And I realize I never gave you a chance. And I think we could be good friends. We can enjoy Havlak sauce and listening to Christy Pringle's tunes throughout the galaxy together. Oh my gosh, look at you. You're growing.
I'm growing.
You're growing, Pramblax.
Well, I'm getting a lot. I'm taller than all of you.
Wow.
It reminds me of the Grinch. Remember, guys?
Yeah.
His heart grew 3 sizes that day, but, well, your torso's elongating 3 sizes.
Can I make a confession? I do. I want to be everyone's friend. It's hard for me to make friends because I too am not human. I'm not an alien. I'm not, but if you were to slice me head to toe, a bunch of rats would pop out. I'm the king mall rat. I'm a bit of a king rat of the mall.
It's nuts. Wow. That's crazy.
Guess we're all just saying our truths.
I guess anybody, if I can be honest, let's see. What was I going to say?
Just be honest. Yeah. Speak from your heart.
If I can be honest, honestly, if there's one thing I was going to say about me being honest,
just think from your heart.
What was I going to say?
The rats can speak better than this guy.
Yeah, we already know Santa's not even the real Kris Kringle. I'm me. Like, I'm totally me. So what are you trying to be honest about? Are you?
Are you going to say it or?
No, I'm asking you. You say if you're going to be honestly, like we've been friends for like as long as I can remember. If there's something you need to be honest about, time to fucking spill it, dude.
I've actually,
Never been to any other mall but this mall.
What?
Yeah.
But you told me about the tunnels.
I know, dude. I was just trying to sound like I'd been to places, dude.
Folks, that's the story of how space and a bunch of friends came together one fateful Christmas Eve. I'm Ben Crosby. I hope y'all had a good time. Christy Pringle, why don't you sing us out?
Okay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
And that's our second scene. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Three is from Patreon VIP Catherine, who wrote a lovely message, which Kevin read before and was in a few scenes. Here now is another. Suburban dad shows off his brand new backyard barbecue.
Yeah, it's got six grills on either side, too. So it's nothing like that propane crap. This is 100% charcoal. So, yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. Probably got chopped down a lot of trees, but let me tell you, I'm cooking a lot of meat. And that's actually a working pizza oven right over there. So if you want to throw in a pie,
feel free. Is Cassandra home?
Cassandra's, she should be home in a little bit. You're on the volleyball team with her, right?
Yeah. I can just come back if it's going to be a while.
No, it's fine. Yeah, you can invite your friends over too. I just want to let everyone know. Actually, there's like a, I don't know if there's any parties or anything, but y'all can throw a party back here as long as I can cook. Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, yeah, right over there, we got, right over here, I got a oak fire just going, oak wood only, oak, I like that smell, and I got a smoker right over here, and then, are you texting somebody?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm in a group chat, and I'm just letting them know that they can come over here to party.
Oh, great, yeah. Yes, and you know what, do me a favor, take some of the Tac-Tacs videos of the grill and all that.
TikToks?
Huh?
TikToks?
Yeah, whatever. Just take some videos, you know, let people know about the grill I get back here.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
know?
On TikTok. I'm not old as fuck. Okay. So okay. Fucking
what do you want?
It's called Consult.
What's that like? Is it
well,
a video?
It's like a new social media platform. It's like for the it's for like the Gen K-ers. It's like we're so fucking young.
Yeah,
we're so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Put it on Consult. And
I'm gonna let put it on Consult. Okay, just let me put it on Consult. But just like know that a bunch of people are gonna show up, and like all my friends are mostly guys, and like they're mostly like super protective of me. They're like really, really like they all
are your brothers
like,
or
no. They're like protective in a brotherly way, but they also all want to fuck me, so it's like a little weird.
What?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's up? Hey, good to see you.
Oh my god.
Who the fuck what's are up, you, dude? Doing? Who the fuck are you? What?
Hey,
what the fuck
hey,
you
hey,
wanna
hey,
do, dog?
I got an open fire going here, buddy. Get an open fire here. I got brisket cooking right there. I got baby back ribs. I got chicken fingers cooking as well, and I got four pies burning.
This is Cassandra's dad, and he said that we could do whippets in his backyard gazebo if we wanted.
What?
Yeah, as long as I can cook, I'm down with whatevs.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's about
By the way, your Consult post is blowing the fuck up right now.
Oh my gosh, is it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, step the fuck away, dude. Back up a little bit, bro.
Just wanted you to smell the barbecue sauce.
A little bit, bro. Do you know she's like my sister, but like I love her and she's hot. Do you know what I mean, dude?
Okay, dude.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Todd, could you come over to the fence for a second? I want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah. What's going on there, bud?
Todd, the smoke from this is coming like right into my house. So
I told you before, you can move your house.
I can't move my house. I'm telling you, it's not a mobile home.
Tell him I have asthma. Tell him I have asthma, Dad.
I'm trying to talk to him, okay? I got this.
Hey, your son's too skinny. You might need some barbecue I got cooking over here.
No, this is a healthy weight.
I'm a vegan.
We're vegan over here. Well, we don't eat meat.
What did he say?
We're trying to avoid inflammatory foods.
Mm-hmm. His lungs are sensitive. It comes
You're
going to
get
my
inflammatory when someone kicks your ass for not eating meat, kid. All right? I'll tell you that one.
Hey, that's not funny. That almost could be taken as a threat, Todd.
I'm not threatening the kid. I'm saying someone else is going to threaten that kid.
I'm just asking, like, these things are on wheels. Could you just cart it to the other side of your yard?
I have a system here, buddy, okay? I got to have the ribs here. I got to have my green egg right here. I got to have my charcoal grill right here, okay? It's a system.
I do not like your green egg.
No, we don't like green eggs. We are vegan.
I like the ham. I'm okay with the ham.
Oh, you'll eat ham?
No, I won't eat it, but I'm okay with it.
Look, if there's nothing wrong with you, just stop giggling. I know you're doing the whole consult a doctor thing, but I've got actual sick people out there. All you teenagers or preteens keep coming in here and giggling and putting whatever on your phone. It's a bullshit hashtag thing. And there's a guy that just got 3 gunshot wounds and you're in here wasting my time.
Can you show me that? Can you get that on video right now?
Because
this
ones?
Already is going to fucking blow up. But, like, can you show me some GSWs?
I got a gunshot.
I can't. I'm not supposed. I mean, really, honestly, I'm a general practitioner. I shouldn't even be dealing with this shit. But you know what? Fine. You want to put this on Consult? Then do it. He's right here. This sir, how bad does it hurt?
Imagine you got shot.
How many times, sir?
3 times. all in the same spot, right there, one after the other. Bullets went boom, 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 all in the same spot.
Yeah, you can see that there's three gunshot wounds that all ended up in one. So it's pretty amazing marksmanship. Who shot you?
Who shot me?
Yeah,
I did. I shot him.
Oh my god! I wish I could get that. It's such a short form thing, though. Oh shoot! I didn't get that.
I'm a cowboy.
Oh my god, cowboy, hot cowboy! Can you say that again? Can you say that again, but on camera?
I don't know. I'm gonna make it.
I'm a cowboy. Three times, same hole, right, Doc?
Yeah, that's pretty clean shot. You're an ace, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. You shoot?
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm looking for the non-emergency police station, the non-emergency line. This is not an emergency.
Sorry, so buddy. We only deal with emergencies.
Well, I mean, I don't need 911. I just need to have the officers come out. There's a party that's clearly too big next door, and there's smoke.
Look, buddy, if the cops come out, we're going to be cracking some skulls, baby. You know what I'm saying? So,
Dad, tell him 20 guys in motorcycles just showed up.
I'm trying to tell him I'm the adult in this situation, okay? There's like 20 guys in motorcycles. I think it might be the Hells Angels.
Hold on a second. You say 20 guys in motorcycles?
On the motorcycles.
Hold on. We got 20 guys inside motorcycles. What is protocol for that?
Jaws of life!
Crack skulls, jaws of life. Okay, look. I got some conflicting reports on this side, so we're going to have to consult, and then we will call you back. Is this the best number to reach you?
What do you mean? What do you mean, jaws of life? You gotta crack them skulls.
But first, we need to crack open the motorcycles to get to the skulls to crack. So we need the jaws of life to do so because it's welded metal. That's all I was saying. I still want to crack the skulls.
Yeah. Okay. All yeah. right. Sarge, what do you want to do?
Oh, guys, you've been sitting outside this house in the car for going on an hour now. I think you need to go knock.
Okay.
See what's going on, and then make the decision right then and there if you need to crack skulls.
Jaws of life.
Or jaws of life.
Okay. Look, Sarge, I just want to say, I don't want to end up on consult tonight. You know what I mean? I don't need that kind of publicity. I don't want those eyes on me, you know? I mean, these kids, they're young. They're Generation K. They're like pre-teen. Mm-hmm. They run this fucking place. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Consult's embarrassing, but be careful of fucktoad. That's the other one that the kids are doing nowadays.
Fucktoad.
Yeah, it's
both of those are out there. So be on your best behavior. You never know what platform that they're shooting for.
Sarge, what's the concept behind fucktoad? So I'm aware. Is it video, audio?
And first, I want to thank every single one of you investors for meeting me out here today. I have
Francesca Chesterbottom. Thank you so much.
My name is Ted.
Okay. Great. And I see we have some of the stone people here. So let's get right to it. Now, I know for a fact that a lot of us are thinking to ourselves, what's the next hot app that's going to take the storm? And I have some idea of what this app is going to be because I just so happen to have that.
Are these
app.
Hot dogs for everyone before I invest them?
One each, yes, but they are. So, yeah.
All right. How about all these kids? Are they all part of the investment here, your invention?
No, they're not. I just happened to hear about a free barbecue, and I figured we could all pop by here. Might as well kill two birds with one stone. Now, I got a question. How many of you are on fucktoad right now?
I'm on fucktoad. No, I'll get on it right now.
I'm not on fucktoad. Okay.
I have an account, but I rarely use it.
So really just one. Okay.
I mean, I thought it was super popular. My kid was on it, so I've been on there for a couple of years now, ever since my kid was really into it, is it not?
I'm on consult. Does that count?
Okay, yeah, console count.
I'm telling you, fuck those, the next big thing, all right?
Holy shit, I'm talking dog!
That's right.
I believe Ruffles. Him. I gotta believe him.
My former master.
Cassandra, why? Don't be mad at me. I didn't even make out with your dad for that long. It's not a big deal.
But I wish I hadn't found out about it on fucktoad. You could have just told me.
Sarah, stay the fuck out of this, okay?
No, Sarah's sorry. Back. I asked her to be here. That's right. I asked Sarah to be here.
Oh, really? Okay? You think you need a buffer? Uh-huh. You think you need a buffer? Do you know how many Quaaludes I'm on right now? I could fucking eat your face, okay? Sarah, shut the fuck up. This is between me and Cassandra and her dad and my 14 boyfriends who are like brothers to me, but we make out with each other's genitals.
Oh my God, girls, oh my God. Bryce just got burned bad by that pizza oven. He was doing a backflip and then landed right on the side of...
Bryce was like a brother to me who I love, but also want to fuck. Yes. Oh my God, no, not Bryce.
All the skin on the back of his head, all the way to his back, all the way to his back of his head.
He had the hottest back.
Oh, I'm so good at backflips typically.
You gotta call 911, dude. This is an emergency.
Hold on, just roll real quick on console. And watch how I take it out on this fucking barbecue, dude. I'm going to tear this whole fucking shit apart. Oh,
sweet.
Are you rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, add some music, too.
Not
you. I don't want you to sing in the app. All right.
Have you seen this fucktode of this guy face planting into a pizza oven? It's amazing.
I feel like I can't even look at fucktode anymore. Like, it's getting so gnarly.
I'm
it's
so sorry.
So
can both
boring.
Of you show some goddamn respect? We're at a funeral, okay?
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm fucktoting the funeral.
Would you just put that down, please? Show some respect. Both of you.
Right. If he's going to be laid on his back, then will it be an open casket? Because we won't be able to see the burns. And I'd like to pay some respect to his face. I'd like to look at him. Just so I know he's dead. Because if not, how do I know?
Morgan, the ray is ready. Let me know if you want me to destroy the humans.
Proceed. We must completely annihilate this planet.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you on fucktode right now?
Huh?
We're about to blow up Earth and you are on fucktode.
No, I'm not. I'm just... Actually, come here. Look at this new challenge. They're asking people to hold their breath for as long as possible.
Well, they won't be able to hold their breath when we blow them away, sir. Morgan, should we hold?
wait, hold on. I thought about Rambrax. This.
Oh, great.
What about instead of blowing up Earth, we create our own app that destroys them for good?
Okay. We're all alien investors here, so please feel free to pitch it.
My name is Kickbuck.
Okay, so what do the children of Earth love more than likes?
Christmas. Christmas.
Cushions. So why don't we come up with the Christmas app?
Okay.
That's as far as I got. We can brainstorm.
You wanted us to spit ideas back and forth.
Christmas app.
Okay.
Can you fucktoad me the document?
Yeah. Give me one. Okay. So I just fucktoad you.
I don't have fucktoad. Can I still throw out some ideas verbally?
Sure.
My fingers, you know, as they're controlled by rats, they're not super dexterous.
Okay.
Dexterous.
Okay.
Christy, before you move, your zipper's stuck.
This has been a crazy fucking party. The only thing that would be crazier is if we all got a notification simultaneously letting us know that Consult and Fucktoad are dead and there's a new app that's here to take over the world. But that's probably not going to happen. Are you still kissing my genitals? You're like a little sis to me. Oh, shit. We got a notification.
Mine says that I'm running out of battery. I'm going to 10% low battery mode.
Mine too. That's weird. My God. That's so crazy.
Hey, you guys, it's brand new. I found out about it on Turkey. Ask Turkey about it.
Turkey. What's the newest, hottest app? That's the thing about Turkey. I can't understand it. I just can't understand it.
It's still fun though.
Yeah, I like it. I just don't understand it. What about Google? Google.
This is Google.
Google, what's like the newest hottest app?
Suck Frog.
See, I understand Google, and that's why I like Google better than Turkey. When people ask me, that's what I say. I like Google
better
than Turkey.
But can we trust Google?
Prablax, you have to get ours out of beta. Earth needs it.
Okay,
They're not suck frog now.
Okay, hold on. One last bug fixed. Okay. Christmas is ready to launch.
All right. Press the button.
Hey, officers, I see that you've been out here for quite a while. That party is getting bad. There's been burned children. Mm-hmm. There is... I think you guys got to go in there and do something. My kid can't come outside because he can't breathe.
Here's the thing. We were actually called here because of people inside of motorcycles. I think it was about 20 men inside of motorcycles. So that's what we have to address. Mm-hmm. We have to address that because that's what we were called for.
Where's your kid, by the way?
Yeah, where's your kid?
My kid's inside. I can't open the doors because he's got...
Bring him out.
Yeah. But his lungs...
How old is he?
He's like 9.
Perfect. Bring him out.
What?
Bring the kid out. We need him.
Tommy, grab a towel, wrap it around your mouth, and come outside. Tommy? All right, come on out, Tommy. You look a little different, but I'm sure it's the towel around you.
Sorry, I sound different when I have a towel wrapped around my head.
Hey, young man. Officers want to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you hop in the back of the car?
What are you doing?
We're going to question him inside the car.
Are you guys real officers?
Absolutely.
Come on. Yes. Come back here.
Yes. We're not made of squids.
You got your phone on you?
Why would you say squids?
Do you have your phone on you, bud?
Yeah, I do. I'm not allowed to have Suck Frog or Fuck Toad, though.
Well, you don't need those. About consult?
Yeah, I have consult.
Okay, cool.
I'm at the doctor a lot.
Oh,
Do you have Christmas?
The holiday or the app?
The app.
No.
Oh, you should get it.
We're about to blow your fucking mind.
Dude, do you want to have a good time? It'll cure your fucking asthma, dude.
Are you really humans? Are you?
I guess like it all really started because my dad would make us like wrap towels around our faces and it was like kind of fucked up. But then he let my brother get into like a cop car that wasn't a cop car at all. It was like a bunch of squids who were like pretending to be humans. And I think that they were like extraterrestrial squids. I'm not really sure. But basically after I lost my brother, I like wasn't even able to like really even hold a phone because I feel like that's what really took him, you know, like.
Hey, Alexa. So we're ready for you to go on live.
Oh, was that not recording? It's really hard for me to talk about this. I don't know if I can do it again.
I can't. I'm sick of time.
You're okay.
Just thinking about it, I feel like a deluge of emotion.
You're okay. Listen, this is Barstool Enterprises, okay? We're going to take care of you.
Okay.
And your sponsor today is the Christmas app.
Okay. Okay.
It's yours. Okay. It's yours. Have fun.
Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Christmas.
Oh, that podcast episode's crazy. You're watching Ruffles Reacts. Oh, man, it's so insane. This episode is brought to you by Christmas the App. Download Christmas. It'll cure your asthma. That's about all the time we got.
Honey, I really liked the podcast when the chemistry with the two women, but now I know this is going to sound bad, but she just sounds like she's whining the whole time. I feel like I really thought the conversation between Siri and Alexa was where, I don't know, I guess I grew to love it.
I'm sorry, we're watching Yumi and Dupree right now. Like, have me pause it if you want to have this conversation, okay?
I'm sorry. It's been on my mind.
Me and Dupree.
Okay, that's fair.
What did Bixby say?
Bixby?
What?
You want to say
something? Did you say something?
No, that was the movie.
Oh.
All right, Bixby.
All my laundry's in my bags. I gotta take this out.
I'm glad we're coming home.
Yeah, I missed you guys very much. It's almost like, I don't know, Christmas around here, you know?
Yeah.
Let me just turn on that old Christmas classic that we all love so much.
Why, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, folks, it didn't make much sense at the end there, but, you know, we all had a good time, and I hope you got Christmas in your hearts, just like Christy Pringle does, and all of us do.
Yeah.
And that is our show, everybody. Let's say hey to the alchemists, see what they're up to, and yay, Chris Alvarado.
Oh, baby, thank you for having me. I mean, you know, sometimes we just go to crazy places on this podcast. And that's part of the joy of making this up, is going to different worlds and exploring characters and stuff, you know? And that's just, you know, for everybody out there who's listening, who's wondering, you know, about improvisation and comedy in general, you know, that's, we're doing it.
And don't you have a podcast to plug also that has to do with that?
I think today I'm just going to leave it there. Okay. You know what I mean? I think I'm just going to leave it right there.
Jack,
you can't
DeRithi.
Fix, but ain't broke. Sorry.
That's true.
I know Chris has another podcast that he won't plug today, so I guess listen to other eps. I did think that you were calling one of the scenes, Cole, in the last one.
Yeah.
I thought you had called you, but you called it as a character. isn't that fun? So I guess that's what I'm plugging. My own confusion. I'm plugging my own confusion. I am at Jackie DeRuthy everywhere. Consult, fuck toads, all that good stuff.
Craig Kukowski, where can they find you on Suck Frog?
On Suck Frog, I am just Kukowski. I guess I'm the first Kukowski on there. I also recently did an episode of Six Seasons in a Podcast, which is a community fan podcast about the television situation comedy community, which I did 10 episodes of like 10 years ago. So it was fun trying to remember what I did.
Nice. James Heaney.
Well, I'd like to say check out Brief News Brief. It is still going as it releases every Tuesday and Thursday. Briefnewsbrief.com is probably the easiest place to find it. Or nice. Anywhere you get podcasts.
Joey Greer.
Check out the Alchemy This Instagram. It's just Alchemy This. Mm-hmm. At Alchemy This. Check it out.
Come on.
You don't. If you want to follow, follow. If you want to comment, comment. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
And I'm Cole Stratton. You can find me at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram. Go to sfsketchfest.com, rent our old shows, help keep us going, and keep listening to Alchemy This. It's so much fun. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This.
Wow.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.